Cologne's district on the near south side of Milwaukee is viewed as solidly Democratic. So tomorrow's Democratic primary contest between Angel Sanchez, Jocasta Zamarripa, and Laura Manriquez could decide Cologne's replacement. Sanchez is a former Milwaukee alderman who now works in construction. He says he has experience bringing in economic development projects.
People in the business community need to know that under my leadership, we're going to continue to do what we've done in the past, and that's to work with them and get them to get the green light so they can create jobs in our city.
Sanchez has picked up support from groups opposing abortion and supporting the expansion of taxpayer-funded school vouchers. That's in contrast to Jocasta Zamarripa, who's on leave from her job at Planned Parenthood and who is skeptical of lifting the cap on the number of voucher students.
I'm simply asking before we lift any caps that we have transparency and accountability across the board. It's got to be consistent from both our public and private schools.
Zamarripa says her economic development plans include keeping technical colleges strong and trying to bring in more federal dollars to help businesses. She says she'll also work to bring in more shared revenue from the state to help police and fire agencies and hold down property taxes. The other 8th District Democrat, Laura Manriquez, did not return phone calls. She's told other media that she wants to focus on economic development, including green jobs. Tomorrow's winner will face independent candidate Ramona Rivas in November. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.